Hello, my name is Konstantinov Stepan. I'm a fifth year pharmacy student at Sechenov University. Topic of my poster is wastewater treatment at the retinoid GSC facility. Goal of my research was to determine the effectiveness of the wastewater treatment system and provide possible ways to improve it, if necessary. To achieve that goal, I analyzed treated water based on the requirements of regulatory documentation and studied the engineering structure of the system. In the middle of the poster, you can see schematic representation of the system. Wastewater is aggregated into two collectors. Then, when they are full, treatment process starts. First, wastewater goes through the flocculator, where four reagents, sodium hydroxide, flocculant, demulsifier, and coagulant, are injected. pH analyzer is installed on the exit from the flocculator. It detects the pH level and adjusts the amount of sodium hydroxide. Then, this mix goes to the flotation unit, which separates sludge and mostly clean water. Sludge then accumulates in collector and, when full, ships to specialized disposal company. The mostly clean water then goes into sewage through the mechanical filter. Using gravimetry, gas chromatography, spectrophotometry, nephelometry, and potentiometry, clean water was analyzed for five parameters: oil products, resulted in 0.065 mg per liter. Anionic surfactants resulted in 0.44 mg per liter. Non-ionogenic surfactants resulted in 6.7 mg per liter. Fats resulted in less than 0.5 mg per liter. And pH resulted in 10.5. All parameters, except pH, are within range of TLV, which means that wastewater treatment system is effective, but there is room for adjustments and improvement. In the future, I plan to develop a way to adjust the system to shift pH value within range. Thank you for your attention.